Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Picture the scene: a courtroom with a judge and jury, a gallery full of people, the prosecutor armed with damning evidence, and a defendant who knows his guilt. The prosecutor has a book full of the wicked things the defendant has done. With a smirk on his face, he begins to open his book. He can't wait to tell everyone the terrible things written on the pages. But before that prosecutor can speak, the judge pulls out his own book. He silences the prosecutor before he utters a word. This book isn't full of deeds. Instead, it's full of names. He looks at you with a smile, and he reads your name. This book is like God's family register. It's his book of life. All it contains is names, not deeds. All believers in Jesus have their names written in the book of life. They are not acquitted because of the things they've done. Instead, their names are written in this book by grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ. God does speak of another type of book, and this book does have deeds written in it. These are the sins of those who reject Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They will be condemned because of their works. They are without excuse. God has the evidence. He does not make his judgment arbitrarily or unfairly. A summary of all those sins could simply read, "Rejected God's love and salvation." That is ultimately what leads to shame and everlasting contempt. But those who trust in Jesus as their Savior can be assured that deliverance is certain. Their names are written in the book of life. No matter how dark the world may feel, they belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken. God is in control, and his kingdom will ultimately reign. Dear God, it is by grace alone that you record names in your book of life. Help me to always trust in you and the grace you show through Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.